1915. May 13, 1915. Word from Sister E. G. White, Ellen G. White. My last report regarding Mother's experience was written April 28. After that, she was very feeble for 3 days, at times hardly able to frame a complete sentence. Then, for 4 days, she gained strength a little each day, and for the following 5 days seemed almost as strong as a month ago. Last night she rested better than usual, but she looked very frail this morning when lifted from the bed to her reclining chair in the bay window. Tuesday afternoon, Brother Jones of the Pacific Press called to see her. She was lying in the big bay window. When Brother Jones asked if she knew him, she said, "I know you, and I am very glad to see you." After he had spoken of his interest and sympathy for her, and of the prayers offered for her by friends in Mountain View, she said, "The Lord is our helper. He is our front guard and our rearward. I am so anxious that we shall be overcomers, and we can be with the Lord's help. The Lord alone can be my helper. I want to do just that which will bring the victory. I hope we shall meet in the kingdom of heaven. We want the overcomer's reward. I want to be an overcomer and mean to be. After all that he has done, shall it be that Christ has died for us in vain?" Then, as Brother Jones bade her goodbye, she said, "I hope to meet you in the kingdom of heaven." Yesterday, when I spoke to her of the sunshine and beautiful weather, she said, "If we can only keep our spirits beautiful, then we can be all beautiful." Week by week, we observe that Mother is losing strength. This is the 82 days since her accident. W.C. White. June 3, 1915. Word from Elmshaven. Ellen G. White. We quote the following from a letter just received from Elder W.C. White in regard to his mother. From Wednesday, May 12th, she was stronger and was able to eat better than for several weeks. Thursday, May 20th, she was not so well. Friday, she could not eat anything, and for a few days she grew weaker rapidly. Tuesday morning, May 25th, she was very weak, but her mind seemed clear, and when I asked if she was comfortable, she said, "I am very weak. I am sure this is my last sickness. I am not worried at the thought of dying. I feel comforted all the time that the Lord is near me. I am not anxious. The preciousness of the Savior has been so plain to me. He has been a friend. He has kept me in sickness and in health. I do not worry about the work I have done. I have done the best I could. I do not think that I shall be lingering long. I do not expect much suffering. I am thankful that we have the comforts of life in time of sickness. Do not worry. I go only a little before the others."